Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris Domino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
I didn't pull any sound in this because I don't even know if it would be descriptive enough. You know who Owen Wilson is, right?
Yes.
All right, you hear the story about Owen Wilson? There's a story going around that Owen Wilson turned down a role. He was going to play an attorney in a movie where O.J. Simpson was really not guilty. And he, according to his publicist, said, well, Owen's not going to do that role. I could never work in a movie where I, $12 million isn't worth it. I looked at what this movie looks like and what the budget is. Owen Wilson wasn't offered $12 million to do this. There's no way. This number is crazy. Do you know what $12 million? Do you think Owen Wilson is a $12 million picture guy?
No.
No.
Never will be.
Then I looked because they're pitching the movie. You know, they shot some spec footage. You don't shoot spec footage and then offer a star $12 million. Now, again, he might have been offered the movie, but I know a little bit. There's no way, based upon the production and what they were doing in this movie, that he was getting $12 million from these people. So I don't know whose story it is, but I'm
maybe
calling,
that was the budget, like you said, of the movie.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on the whole thing. Here, Owen, listen, we can't afford film. We're going to give you every dollar we have. We'll see what happens. He didn't get offered $12 million. So, again, it's a nice, cute little story. Now that Reggie Bush has gotten his Heisman back, should we be thinking about other things that could be fixed?
Yes.
Should Armando Galarraga get his perfect game?
How do you do that, though?
I'm going to put it in the books. It's a perfect game.
You just say the umpire blew the call and it's...
Yeah, it's a perfect game.
It's going down as
Jim
a perfect
Joyce
game.
Was the guy. Yeah, it was 26 outs. If you know the video, you know the video. I'd like Armando Galarraga to...
Poor Jim Joyce crying after that game.
So I will tell you...
You want to see a human side of the umpire.
No
you
doubt.
Saw a human side from him.
Yeah.
Talking about how he kicked the blank out of that call.
Well, he learned from Angel Hernandez. It's just say you're wrong and just get emotional.
I like that theory, though, from Scott Braun from Foul Territory, the podcast that we just had on. The other umpires are like, you know what? I was thinking about it, me, personally, all the wrong way. This guy, everybody's talking about this guy, so if I make a mistake, it's still going to be about Angel Hernandez.
You're bad tonight.
I can get away with murder.
You're bad tonight, but you're no bad Angel Hernandez.
Right. Bad.
I went back to the Sports Illustrated article about Jim Tressel, and somebody pointed out, how deep did it go, or something like that was on the cover.
What did he know?
Like it was a murder trial.
Yeah.
Somebody made a really good point, so much so that last night I went back and read that. It's tattoos. I mean, there's some other stuff. And by the way, Reggie Bush's stuff is more stuff. You know, he got
but
paid
I think it was
money.
More about
Reggie
him.
Bush got paid money.
You're
it's
right.
Not just the house thing. They lost 30 scholarships. So it wasn't just Reggie Bush. The NCAA came down on the school and the program. The Heisman people took the trophy. Now that it's back, people just want to think, oh, Reggie's parents lived in a house. No, it was more than that. But I look back at the tattoo thing.
It was more about him, though, saying... Don't go to me.
Okay.
Go to him.
Okay. So.
Like John Wooden having the bad guy.
Okay.
He had his own bad guy.
He got kicked out of football for 5 years, Jim Tressel. Jim Harbaugh got a 4-game suspension.
Was it maybe because of his squeaky clean reputation that he was trying to put out there as well, Jim Tressel?
If you lie to the NCAA, one guy got five, mislead. One guy got 5 years, one guy got four games.
I get it.
So the Ohio State, remember, their wins are gone. They don't look like, what, like 30 wins? Didn't they take like 3 years of wins from them or something?
Yeah.
Not that it matters. The games happen. But if we're going to go back
as
to
an
press,
Ohio State fan, I'm going to tell you how I see things.
Go ahead.
It sped up the process because I think his better days were behind him.
All
and
right.
You got Urban Meyer and you won another national
title.
Boy,
he got raked.
That's how I see it.
But he got raked.
Yeah. He was also losing a lot of close games
All right.
That's, again, neither here nor there.
Speaking of the wrong person. ESPN. You know what they opened up in Detroit yesterday? ESPN Bet. They actually have what I want. Like, look at this place right now. And if you had betting here, if you had a big board up, you had the TVs, you got food. Food, it's in Detroit for a reason because all these people are coming in. It's a, what do they call it? Brick and mortar. It's a brick and mortar betting house. So it is open in, Detroit for what's going to be going on this weekend, because the NFL is a lot prouder than it used to be. I'll play you a cut, though, because you could still get it wrong. Do you know who's getting... It's at least a cease and desist, but might get sued. This guy. Now, this isn't him.
Does rise again.
Okay. Tupac's family is really pissed at Drake. He took some AI stuff, made it sound like Tupac, and he put it in a diss song. Kendrick Lamar. And the family of Tupac says, get it down. We're going to sue you. Not only can you not do it, but we got no problem with Kendrick. So you're fighting a fight with a guy who's dead, who you, through AI, will put out there and make it sound like he's dissing Kendrick. So you can't do this stuff. Look, I know these guys have been able to do whatever it is they want. They sample, they do this, they do that. Now he's got somebody mad at him. Now, he wins because it's publicity. But I like the fact that Tupac's family at least said, you can't do this. You can't do whatever you want. Adam Schefter, speaking of ESPN Bet, you got to be careful how you word things, because there was a bet on the board, J.J. McCarthy to a bunch of places, including the Chargers.
Gotcha.
The Chargers number came down. Whoa, Adam Schefter, what's going on here?
And I don't understand how those odds have gone up like that. Is this some sort of gimmick? Is this some sort of thing where they're trying to attract people to get some big? I don't understand it.
He went on to say, I've spoken to people out there. It's not happening. How are these odds changing? He called it a gimmick. You can't run a sports book unless you're calling gimmicky bets. Gimmicky bets. What type of Gatorade is going to be dumped? You can't really go odds being drafted when you have all these insiders in the building, and you can't just put it out there like, oh, we're doing gimmicky stuff to move our odds. That's not great. They're going to have to... There's a fine line they're going to have to walk in.
I mean, this is something much like NIL. You're going through this for the first time, so you're going to make adjustments on the fly when it comes to betting, too.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
P.K. Subban, NHL hockey player, he's now working the desk. He's with Mark Messier and Steve Levy. Here's how that went.
I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Those guys do it themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we going to say? Why don't you say it now on TV?
I was going to say, I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard.
Steve Levy, yes, you do. I have heard. They showed a picture of a guy working on his own stick. They got the
carpenter
equipment.
They said he had a magnificent tool. Isn't that what they said? And then P.K. Subban.
I walk around with a hammer.
Took the ball and ran with it.
And Steve Levy confirmed it. Yes, yes, you do. I've heard. Jeez, I didn't realize the NHL was getting a little bit spicy this way. I'm going to give you a definition of a steal when it comes to drafts. We talk about booms, bust. I'm going to give you a definition of a steal. How good is Jokic right now?
He's the MVP.
Three-time MVP good, right?
Yeah, and he's a world champion, the defending world champion. Yeah.
So he got drafted 41st. So what would that make him?
Second-round pick?
Yeah, but he's a bona fide what? I'm going to tell you he's a bona fide steal. You can't be a steal if you get drafted 12th. You can't be a steal if you get drafted 15th. Let me tell you what my new definition of a steal is.
It's a Jokic?
No, well, if everybody had a shot at you and didn't take you, that's how you're a steal. Everybody had a shot at you and they didn't take you. I don't think you can be a first-round steal. I don't. Not everybody had a shot at you. And in the NFL, it's different because of needs. This is a league where you have how many guys on the floor at once? Five. 41st pick, three-time MVP, reigning world champions, and everybody had a chance to take them.
How's that NBA draft party coming along that you're organizing right now?
Yeah, I'm waiting to do
it. Everybody's coming to your house.
Yeah, I'm doing a Zoom with all the NBA GMs because they're all going to have a lot of time in their hands during the draft, actually.
How about Billy Devaney yesterday saying everybody got the day off yesterday?
I know.
The day before the draft, you all get the day off.
Scouts, get out of here.
Even Terry Fondo, for the most part, will come in and check a few things, but everybody has everything buttoned up at this point.
It's dangerous, man. You know, guys like me, I'm going to say, "Ye, really? You're taking a day off? What if the phone rings?"
Yeah, but you're different. You come in to work on days where you are off.
All right.
Very sick.
Could you spell this word?
Here is your first word. Please spell Crepidalia. S E S.
Skip like six.
Q U I P E D A L I A N. S Crepidalia. Akash, that is correct.
I can't even say it.
I don't
even spell it. I don't even know what that word is.
He could hardly say it, but he spelled it. So here's why I'm bringing it up. He's like 6 or 7 years old. Did you see what was happening in Utah yesterday, Salt Lake City? They had like a parade. They welcomed the hockey team and the guys that are coming. There was a kid who had a sign that says, I don't need school. S-H-C-O-O-L. And I'm telling you, this wasn't a work. Welcome to Utah. He spelled school wrong. And he's telling me he doesn't need school. Now, I don't know what's going on.
You don't think it was at work, like he misspelled it on purpose?
No, but he's like 10 years old. Like, he should be able to spell school. I'm just telling you, I don't know what's going on in Utah. Maybe there's an education problem. Maybe there isn't. Somebody asked, is Utah mean enough? Now, what is it we know about the Jazz fans?
The Jazz fans are vicious.
Filthy.
Because it's all pent up.
So somebody wrote an article saying,
vicious.
Somebody said, I don't think the NHL fits in Utah. They're too nice. I was like, I tweeted.
Talk to any NBA player as a visiting player that played in Utah.
I sent him something to his social media. I said, no. Go talk to some basketball players. If you think Utah's too nice for the NHL.
Also, the nightlife. It's fun there as well. Believe
you're
it or
you're
not,
a little bit crazy.
Some NBA players.
All right. You know who this guy is? And why would I be playing this music today?
Well, this is George Michael.
Do you know why I'm playing it today?
I know he died on Christmas Day, so it's not the anniversary of his death.
Christy Turlington, the model.
Yeah.
She's in this.
The Faith. Freedom.
Sorry, yeah, Faith. She's in it. She's a supermodel. Yeah. Supermodel. She's married to Ed Burns. You know who Ed Burns is? The actor, director?
He was in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, he was.
One of the lone survivors, I think, in Saving
so
Private
Ryan.
So
he's directed, he's written, and they're married. They're married for a long time. They have a kid who plays high school basketball. Guess what was happening? During a high school playoff game, they were passing around naked pictures. They were in the opposing building. So she's done some nudity. So they were passing around pictures all in the crowd to let everybody know, including, I guess, trying to freak the kid out. What do you think of that? I mean, she took them. She said, look,
right.
The pictures are out there. What am I? I'm not running from anything. I'm not apologizing. But do you think in a high school they're supposed to be passing around Christy Turlington nudies?
Probably not, because you're underaged.
Yeah, I don't think so.
On top of it all, yeah.
Where's the authorities? Where's the authorities gathering up all those nudies, putting them in a desk drawer, looking at them when they want to? Yeah, I just don't know how I felt about it. They were trying to freak out the basketball team and the kid on the free throw line. They started doing that with the nudies.
So they had the naked pictures.
Yeah, of his mom.
Yeah.
It's his mom.
It's the kid shooting.
It's his mom.
There's a lot of wrong there.
Daquan just woke up. Daquan. Naked pictures of his mom when she was a model and she took some naked pictures because it was modeling, lingerie shots, whatever. Kids at the free throw line all of a sudden trying to bug him out.
Did he make both free throws?
I don't know what he did. I didn't look that far. I was too busy wanting to use the word nudies. All right, last one. We have a hero. It's not a family member, but my next door neighbor's Uncle Walt. I swear to God, I've met this guy a bunch of times. Uncle Walt, listen to this. You know what that is? It's not good. What do I hate as much as anything, if not more?
Is that an alligator?
It's an alligator. Do you know what Uncle Walt did down in Florida in Naples? His neighbor was getting eaten by an alligator. Swear to God. Right there on the road.
Now, how does that happen?
He's got two dogs. The alligator smells the dogs. The alligator comes up. Next thing you know.
So he's trying to save the dogs and
turns
on him.
The alligator's got his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Walt, his neighbor, is going by. He jumps out of his truck, realizes what's happening. You know what he did? He jumped in his truck and ran over the alligator. He said, I think maybe if I distract him by running him over, maybe he'll let go. And it worked. He ran over the alligator. Now, I don't understand this. The alligator survived, and they're going to, they think they're going to re-release the alligator. I'm like, no. Once you attack a human,
it's over. All bets are off.
Right. Right? Am I crazy? Like,
I
once you have what's the word you like to use? Proclivity?
Yeah.
To eat one human.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't go away.
I must tell you, though,
this is another reason
why. Walt,
well, thank you.
Go look at the news down in Florida. Uncle Walt was all over the news.
First of all, thank you to Uncle Walt.
Yeah.
Second of all, this is why I can't retire in Florida. I'd rather deal with snakes
about it too.
And lizards.
Scorpions.
Yeah.
I think about it, too.
Well, what happened to the guy's leg?
No. The guy had to go get medical help.
He didn't lose his leg, but he would have lost his life.
But he was dragging him into the pond. He was dragging him into the pond. That's what alligators do. They get you, and he was dragging him into the pond that was right there. Uncle Walt jumped in his truck, jumped the curb, boom, boom, boom.
Was it a little dog?
No, it was two. I don't know what kind of dogs, but the alligator was 11 feet. That's an alligator that can drag you into a pond.
I'm with Nick on this. Don't take me to Florida with a dog.
So here's what you
can't re-release the alligator.
Here's what you do.
I got to take all the teeth out of the alligator's head at a minimum.
If you're going to go to Florida.
Yeah, and I want to.
And you want dogs.
I don't.
Do what I did.
Go ahead.
Have a nice doggy door.
Yeah.
A fence in your backyard.
Go ahead.
This way the dogs don't have to walk anywhere. They got a lot of room to roam around.
You know those alligators are climbing fences.
Well, if
have you not seen it? They're opening up fence doors.
Listen, if they climb the fence at that point, then it's...
It was meant to be.
It's God's will.
It was meant to be. So I just want to say congratulations to Uncle Walt. He's a hero.
You are a hero, Uncle Walt.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.